views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to the program. We are going to have an awesome conversation today, and we're going to talk about a really interesting subject called Akashic Records and how that works. And that's kind of a it's a very old term, but it's a new term for many people on how energy works and how our lives connect and all that kind of thing. And I have a fabulous guest on, Nancy Smith, and she is an expert in this field. And her and I actually, Nancy and I are pretty connected, and we work a lot together. She's my partner when I do, oftentimes we do missing persons cases, and Nancy is also a spirit artist. And what she does is when we work together, oftentimes she will draw, the perpetrator's face or a location, and that's how her energy comes in. And when she's also a psychic medium, so when she works with you too, when you go for a private reading with Nancy, she will actually be drawing the whole time and giving information that she's getting, obviously connecting to through spirit for a reading. But within that, what's really cool is then she turns the paper around and the face that she just drew is the person that connected, that she brought through to you for a message. So she's an extremely gifted, talented psychic medium, and she is an expert actually in this field. So we're going to talk all about that today and discuss anything in reference to this and just kind of fill you up a little bit on how that whole energy works. Along with that too, if anybody wants to call in, we'd be happy to answer any questions for you in reference to the Akashic Records and how they work, but also too is we can open up and answer intuition questions that you might have today. And you can call that number at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll get to that at the later of the segment of the show. So, Nancy, are you available? Are you there?
I sure am, right here.
Okay, perfect. Listening. So Explain to everybody how Akashic Records work and what's the concept around it, so everybody can be familiar with it.
Well, the Akashic Records, the word Akasha is really old. It's from ancient language. The Sanskrit language is where it was first used, and it refers to this etheric energy, spirit energy, where all things are created from. And also it's like God's energy. It's essence. It's where we've come from. It's where we're going to. But in many different religious mystic part of the religious belief, you have some kind of concept of the Akasha, that energy, that God energy. And when we talk about the records, this really cool thing that everyone seems to find out to be true is that whatever has happened since the inception of creation, since anyone's inception, since a soul starts, or since even the creation of the universe, it's all there in those records. It's like a ginormous, people think of it as a ginormous library. Lots of times we do meditations, we go into this huge library. And the thing of it is this information is really high vibrational. It's you can access it now. The more that we evolve now in humanity, the more we have access to it. In the very, very long, long time ago, only the mystics and the prophets could have access to it. And as we move closer, then Edgar Cayce was doing unconscious channeling from the Akash, what he called the Akashic Records. And nowadays, what's really cool is through training and meditation and prayer, we now are finding many people are accessing those Akashic Records. A more modern-day description of it is from this guy, Irvin Laszlo, who's a quantum physics. He talks about that field of possibility, that quantum field, which he also called those the Akashic field. So now it has a little bit of science, physics descriptions to it. So that kind of brings it up to modern day time.
And that's really cool because, you know, whenever you blend science, you know, because oftentimes science is believable, right? And you blend science and you blend, you know, obviously this other side of our brain that we all work with, especially you and I work with on a daily basis. It almost becomes, okay, it's real now because science has proven it, right?
Right. Sometimes I think science is catching up to, you know, but now that science is talking about it, we can go for it.
Right. Yeah, it's so true. And then, so when you talk about, like, you know, the Akashic fields and its records, you know, everyone always thinks, okay, there's a database, right? Because that's the first thing that I'm thinking of is when you're saying that. And so how would you actually access the Akashic records? Obviously, you have to be trained in it, but tell me how, like, okay, you're going to do a session for me. And what would you, how do you get into those type of Akashic records? And what do you see when you do a read for somebody?
When I read for somebody and we're going to be working in that Akashic field, I open us both up with a prayer. And the prayer has four parts to it. And the four parts are first calling in exactly who we're going to work with and then creating a beautiful sphere of protection around us. And then the next part is to really call in who's going to be helping, who's going to be doing it. And then the third part is like, what am I going to return back? Because this is an energetic give and take, and the best gift that you can ever give back is your presence, you know, being available, and your availability in the present moment. And then the next one is like the intention of, I'm going to open up the same one at Kelly Sutliff's records, and I'll finish the prayer off. And as I do that, because I've done it so many times and I've had, you know, and I've worked with, you know, attuning myself to that energy, I then open up portal, or not even, I hate using that word because people go, oh, portal. No, but I open up to channel through that Akashic energy, that Akashic information that comes through. And it's very similar to, you know how we talk about the difference between having a psychic reading and a mediumship reading?
Yeah, you can tell the shift in the energy.
Exactly. You can feel the shift. You're no longer reading. You're not reading the person as they are. You're reading their soul energy. You're reading that higher spiritual, higher self. And you can totally feel it shift within you. And then the information that comes out is usually not anything that I would ever thought of. You
know?
And then we go for it. And actually, with the prayer, what I love with working with somebody, opening up the prayer, opening up that energy, the person sitting across from me also may feel or may not feel it, but it's easier for them to get the information that spirit has to offer them. You know, we're not bumping up against each other. We're totally connected in the same energetic circle, if you will.
And then, so as you work with the energy and you go into it, do you see things in people's current life and what's going on with them? Or do you see things in past lives that they may have encountered with the Akashic energy?
It depends. I'll be honest with you. It depends on what their guides and their masters, teachers, and loved ones really want them to hear in the moment. Sometimes they really need to just have both feet on the floor and just really understand what it is that they're doing in their lives, where their motivations are, and what's really happening. And in terms of energetics and relationships. However, sometimes they, in order for them to get past the place, they really need to know what happened in a past life, what's informing them in this lifetime. And sometimes it's from a couple of lifetimes ago. So it's really kind of cool with when we raise the vibration in this energy. I can take them on a guided meditation. People who swear that they never, will never, and won't ever be able to see a past life, all of a sudden they're seeing their own past lives because the energy vibration is high enough for them to access it. And what we do in these sessions is to really understand who they were, understand what the challenges were, and then what the learning was happened. And sometimes you forget, you know, you only bring forward the pain and the frustration and the disappointment, and you don't, maybe life was never reconciled. So there's a reconciliation that comes in, a learning, and then you come away with a gift. You come away with an understanding that you can apply to your life now. It's very, it's multi-level. It's very multi-level.
And I think, too, is actually when you're describing it, You know what? I always look at when I do a reading for someone is that it's important actually because it's, to me, it's someone that's very spiritual because it's coming from a spiritual energy. And it's not, you know, hocus pocus. Oh, you know what? Am I going to meet a man, you know, in the next month? Okay. It's very, you know, and sure those questions can get answered. But it's also one of those things that people have to understand that the vibration and the energy of when we do a reading, right, Nance? It comes from a very high energy, just like you're talking about the Akashic Records, or you're talking about, you know what, or I'm just talking about the energy that I use to actually do a read for somebody. And that's where, you know what, I always say that, you know, information that comes in from a reading, whether it be psychically, whether it be as a medium or doing an Akashic session, it's a very spiritual gift that's given to you who is receiving that. And that's the importance of actually us actually kind of listening and paying attention. And it's in, you know, you don't just show, you know, it's very purposeful. And just like you're describing, it's very healing for people that they can walk away and have this wonderful abundance that they can take with them to learn from, right?
It is. It is. And it's also the same when you have a special energy of that higher vibrational energy or a special, that sacred moment. It's basically, you didn't get exactly what you wanted, but you got what your soul wanted you to hear. You got the healing part of it. So you, how many times have we come in, you know, as readers, and people come in and say, here's my list of what I want you to do, and then we'll give, you know, spirit will come through, give them the information, and they'll go, well, that's really not what I want to hear. Can you change it up? Well, not really.
Yes, as they always say, you know, yeah, you get what you're supposed to get, which is important. And that's, you know, what is the value of actually having that type of reading done. You know what, everyone, we're going to actually continue our conversation on Akashic Records and how it works, and we'll be back in a minute, everyone.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com. Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee, where I have my guest here, Nancy Smith, and she is the guru and the person actually in reference to Akashic Records and how that all works. She's a fabulous psychic medium, and we're lucky to have her as a guest today. Nancy, tell everybody, as we were talking actually in the program about, you know, we were talking about Akashic Records, the energy of how it works, but what would someone get out of an Akashic reading? Like, why would they want to have this type of reading?
Well, you know, in the beginning when I first started doing Akashic readings, I was doing so much mediumship work that the reading was me, you know, bringing spirit through in their message. And people had, like, a lot of questions, but sometimes it veered off. The questions didn't really pertain to mom, dad, or whoever was coming through. And they just wanted to know more information, but they wanted to stay in that higher vibration. So I really started to introduce the Akashic Records as a place where we could open up to that same high, even higher vibration, and you could ask whatever questions you wanted to, and we could dive in. And the thing that you get out of Akashic Soul reading is healing, first of all, reconnection with yourself and your soul, which is terrific healing. Also information from another perspective that you would never have thought of before, because this isn't thinking, this is your soul saying, hey, can you listen to me? And finally, you know, they get a chance. Your soul really gets a chance to connect with you and kind of steer you in. This is why you keep doing this kind of thing, is what it would say to you. You can kind of, the most often in the readings, the work that comes through is for people to understand what's motivating them. We can, you know, that saying, road to hell is paved with good intentions, and that good intentions never quite go where we want to. And a lot of times the information that comes through is like, this is why you're tripping over yourself all the time. This is why this great concept or this great idea just doesn't fly, because you're really hooked into this principle and this belief system, and we understand that you need some healing around the fear around this. So let's just go for it. And information will come up that you know, just out of the, who knows where that's coming from. People are always generally surprised, but generally thrilled that they can finally deal with what this thing has been eluding them. I remember one woman said, I have been in therapy for 5 years, and we never got this far.
Wow.
She was so thrilled.
True. It's like, you know what? And it's, that's what people need to understand, that, you know what? That's when we talk about healing, right? When, you know, I know for a fact, every time I do a reading for somebody, I feel like I'm assisting in their healing process, whatever that may be. And that's the energy where it comes from. It comes from such a higher vibration. And just like you said, too, everyone is so available. Okay, we're all available with this energy. We're all available to receive it. We all just have to kind of tune in and say, okay, we're ready to receive it, because actually the energy is right there for us to grab. And you know what? And obviously, you know, in that little story you just told, so wasn't that woman finally evolving, right? That she was able to receive that information and take it and run with it. Because, you know what, we all have access to that type of realm. In fact, it's happening to us daily, right? Some of us get it more than others, but it's definitely there for the access.
Well, here's the thing, too, with the Akashic energy, and this is true with every energy, any reading, and I don't want to say that this is special and this beautiful energy isn't in any other readings, and I'm not excluding that. This is just getting to this energy on purpose and bringing it through on purpose for the success. But this kind of Akashic stuff, since it's coming through our souls, coming through the highest source through our souls, we also have total and complete support. and whatever information that we're giving. We're not going off thinking, I wonder how I should do that. We're going, you know, there's been like kind of an attunement to your own self and to your own higher self that says, if you choose to go on this path, you have all of the teachers, all of the cheerleaders, everything that you could possibly need from the spiritual side that's going to help you. In some way, if you're open to it in any way that, you know, in ways better than you could ever imagine.
So when you go through a session with somebody, can you see people's past lives in the Akashic Records too?
Yeah, you can. And that's one of my favorite things to do with people is I like to walk them through meditations. I really like them to connect with their soul so they can see the past lives and not just hear me describe it. And it's very, they usually come out pretty amazed, and they're really on for it because if they felt it, they saw it, and they came through it, it's theirs. They own it. And they say, oh, I really was in the past life. I really did, you know, die in this huge shipwreck, and I was a pirate, and, you know, and I had this whole thing of gold is now in the bottom of the ocean. Let's go find it. But they have this whole feel, very sensual, and all your senses are on board as much as possible to experience a pain. And maybe that pain has been, I'm making up the pirate wreck, but that person is now like totally afraid of water and they can't save money to save their lives. You know, so they have money issues and they have, you know, they would love to be able to swim, but they can't. So we can totally go in there and have that healing from the soul and from that experience. Say, okay, the gift is you don't need to be afraid of the water. You can, you know, just one step at a little at a time and know that you're held and you're supported and you're loved. But the other thing is, you know, here's all these issues around money. Let's take a look at it. Let's dive in. And that's the weaving, the very gentle weaving of one experience in your lifetime and then seeing this whole drama from before. And sometimes all you have to do is, in many past lives, through their past lives, they've come through with healing just by seeing and feeling the whole experience. And then those issues can clear up on their own.
I agree with you, and I've always felt that actually, you know, people who have let's use an example. Someone who's agoraphobic, right? All right. So agoraphobic, you know, they stay in their homes, their boundaries, they can't get out of, you know, their prison to life, right? Have that issue, I've always thought, you know what, someone needs to do past life regression with them, or do the Akashic Records. Or, you know what, go backwards so this person can go forward. Because I really feel that you bring that from some other type of portion of your lifetime, all right, to bring that in through, you know, post-traumatic stress that happens in this lifetime that triggers that, you know, or think about, okay, not for nothing, but think about that. Think about our veterans, right? If we did a huge healing session, you know, with them, and we worked with their Akashic Records one-on-one, dove into this stuff, you know, as a medium, we'd bring in, you know, obviously if I was connecting, I'd bring in, you know, past people who'd want to connect with them and heal them and the Akashic Records and that kind of thing that you could bring in for them. Think about how that person would leave our offices healed.
Yes.
I mean, just done and out, finished it. Don't have to do it anymore. Don't need to learn this anymore. You know what? I am good. And that's like where, like, all this this information that we provide, it's therapeutic. That's what, you know, I always say, as we talked about earlier in the session, we always are in therapeutic mode when we serve as a medium and we serve as, you know, someone as yourself when you're working on a reading with someone in the Akasha. And think about the difference if people would just open up to receive that. What a difference their world would be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because they're opening up, not to me or not to having a reading. They're opening up to their, you know, the whole potential of who they are and what gifts that are within it. You know, our natural state is to be healed, is to be full of joy, is to grow. And sometimes it's just a matter of taking that plug out of the way. And it's not, how can I say this? It's the energy, it's the wisdom, it's the guides. It's being willing to be open to that higher source, and then, boom, it takes care of itself. Not, I mean, you have to do your work, and you know, But it's more than just talking about the thing that scares you. It's really going into the energy and watching that block just being removed or pulverized, or it's no longer there. And another piece that we do, people really love to do, is called soul contracts mm-hmm. in your Akashic Record. It's actually not so much our soul's plan. Every time I write it up, it's been like the should contracts. Like, this is what you think you should do, and if you follow this list, everything in your life will be fine. And how many of us have followed that whole list in their lives only to find it blow up in our faces? So we were in our should. We were in our belief systems, and those belief systems are built from the time that we were born, but they're also built from our soul's inceptions, from all the lifetimes that we've gone through. And we have layer upon layer built up things and thoughts and phobias and stuff that are around agreements that we've made with ourselves, with other people. One of the most popular one is, a lot of us, especially us who are, you know, now serving as night mediums or psychics or some kind of spiritual level, is we used to be priests and nuns, or we took a vow of poverty in many lifetimes so that we could totally be of service from mm-hmm. A spiritual point of view. And nowadays, one of the biggest contracts being broken is the vow of poverty. To say, no, I do want to serve people. I do want to be, in that spiritual place. However, in this community, in this world now, we do need to make a living at it. They really can't go to the convent to do this. We're out there. We're part of regular, normal, everyday life. And we want to choose to do this to be in our highest service, but we do need to get paid for it.
I agree. We're going to continue that thought, Nance, when we get back, because that's a great concept. And we'll be back in a minute, everyone, and continue the conversation with Nancy Smith. Thank you. See you in a minute.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking Akashic Records with Nancy Smith. And as we were saying before, is actually as intuitives and if people, and it's funny, when you were resonating, actually talking about, our past lives actually as healers and spiritual people and mediums and everything, Nancy, you were talking about how, it was like we were nuns, right? And gave up, we weren't going to, have any belongings and just, heal everybody and work with everybody and that kind of thing as a nun would do. But it's so funny when I meet people who are healers and people who do the work that we do, we're all kind of alike, you know what I mean? Like, you know what? Money to me is like, it's important, obviously, because I'm going to have 3 kids in college and that kind of thing. And, you have to live your life and all, but it's like, I would read for free. You know what I mean? And how many readings do we always do? We do for free or do different things like that. You know what I mean? Because it's just in our DNA. I think because we are healers and because we do work in the way we do, you know? And so you know what I mean? Don't you run into people who are like us and who kind of have that same modality? So it kind of does resonate in the sense that this is probably our past lives of things that we've done in the past.
I feel, and a lot of times I feel like if I want to continue to do this work or when I grow deeper into this work, it's like this whole cleanup committee that has to kind of come in and help me clear out what it is I thought that is I was going to do and what I'm really being called to do. And my own thinking, my own, I don't even know where some of these preconceived ideas come from, just kind of get in my way. And then I use this another way that I use the records is I go in with my master teacher's guide and especially my angels, and I say, guys, what's going on? And I'll take a concept that I'm stuck on, like I'm really having trouble charging for my reading. And yet I say, guys, send me some money. And they say, well, why don't you charge for your readings? I'm like, but how can I do that? And so we go this dialogue back and forth within the Akashic Records with my cheerleaders to say, you know, here's where you're stuck and let's heal this and let's move forward. And here where you think you should do this, but this is not in your soul's agreement. This is from past lives and this, or mm-hmm. this is from what, you know, whatever you, of course, Catholic, you know, whatever you've been taught. And how is it serving you? And then, I can have full disclosure with my guides and my angels and say, well, here's what I think and here's what I feel. And then they'll totally shift me around to the higher vibration of what it is. And then we can shift into, you know, a bigger plan, a better plan, better than I mm-hmm. ever thought.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you say that because one of the main things that's really important for everybody to understand is that what you just said, how is this life or how is this circumstance serving me? That's huge. If everybody asked that today, you know, think about, you know, a dilemma that you're working with and that kind of thing. And just ask that question, how is it serving me? And the first thought that comes into your head is actually your spiritual intuition. And that response is what should guide you to either shift it, change it, move it, whatever it needs to be, break out of the pattern or what have you. And that's oftentimes like you're describing, Nancy, it's like, okay, you ask that question, right, when you're in the Akashic energy, when you're in that mode of information so you can give it off to everybody as the conduit. And you know what? That's an important question that we should do every day. But we don't. We just get stuck in it and then just festers, and we get all pissy and we don't want to deal with it or put it off or right. And then it snowballs into something it shouldn't. And then we have to own it. And then we want to, you know what? No, and then nobody wants to deal with things, right?
Exactly. So, I'm so glad that you said deal with it every day. Deal mm-hmm. with it every day. Not put it off to fester or something because that is so like, and that's part of like what you say, spirituality in everyday life. And this is so fits into that. You know, you had your 10th argument with your son or your daughter today or your mom got on your last nerve one more time. And you can take all of those situations and bring them into the Akashic Records, bring them into your master teachers, guides and lovers and the angels and say, I am just so frustrated with so-and-so right now. What is in my highest and best to do for this? How can I walk into a better healing relationship or whatever it is that you want and let them talk to you. Let yourself go back and forth on a real level. You know, this is one thing that's wonderful about this work is you don't have to go to a higher level or to a higher essence. Just be you. Be you and, you know, in the presence of the angels, be you in the presence of your highest source and let them touch your life. Let them work with you. That's the beauty. That's why I love this work so much.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I touch on that actually in my book too, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, that's just out. And you can get that book, obviously, at my website.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Hi, everybody. We're back on track here to talk with Nancy and continue talking about Akashic Records and how it works. And, you know, again, it's all about the flow. It's all about the energy. It's about how you can receive information. You can work within the information. You know, it's very purposeful. You know, most really important that everybody just gets it. You know what I mean? That you just realize that actually there's a higher source, whether, you know, and it all is coming from this godlike source, this highest vibration you can ever imagine, right, of energy that comes through. And that we have access to. And Nancy's been defining everything for us the last hour in reference to how we can access the Akashic Records, how we work within it. Nancy, tell everybody if they wanted to learn about how the Akashic Records work, what you're up to and what you're going to be participating in.
Well, I have a class coming up. It's called the School of Akashic Soul Mastery. That's a brick-and-mortar class. It's at the Women of Wisdom in Northeastern Massachusetts, and there'll be information on my website. And there's information around if anyone knows who and what Women of Wisdom are. It's a 7-month practitioner certification program, and it's going to be really robust. And other ways of learning the Akashic, to access the Akashic Records, I do travel. I'm in North Andover, so I do travel out, and I will take small groups and teach people how to do it, as well as give them readings and give them a sense of doing it. And I do have small meetings at my house as well, or at my studio, I should say, where it's easy to say house, but it's where it is. Anyway, where you can learn that. I do coaching on the phone and online, and I can help access it that way. I'm working on creating an online class. So if you're at all interested, you can go on my site, angelscapes.net, or shoot me an email at nancy@angelscapes.net and tell me, you know, what your level of interest is and what you want to do, and we'll sort it out from there. I do, I can bundle in a series of sessions with you for a pretty good cost, affordable cost. We can walk you through getting some readings and then teaching you and attuning you to do your own work. So that there's a lot of there's no excuse to not do this. It's just your own time and your own effort. There are a lot of people out there that are teaching how to do this, and check them out if you find that what we're saying is kind of interesting and this is something that you want to pursue. Pursuing this level of energetic level, it's you can apply it to just about anything that you're doing. You can apply it to your regular daily life, your relationships. You can apply it to if you have your own practice, whatever that practice is. You can apply this, accessing the Akashic energy and healing modalities right inside of you before you even start your session. So that raises the level and vibration as you're doing your work. So I've heard a lot of people love this. I tell you, my daughter used to use this. She's having trouble focusing at school, and she's right now finishing a doctorate program, for in organic chemistry. She uses accessing the Akashic record and did before she got into the doctorate program to help her focus and to help her study. Yeah. And so she gets stuck on a chemistry thing. Now I say, well, did you open up your records and ask them? Like, there's a master chemist out there,
Yeah. You know what? And that's what's so funny is that, okay, think about it. Okay, whatever role you are in this world today, whether you're an accountant, whether you're a PR person, whether you are, an author, whether you're a doctor, right, or a chemist.
Exactly.
Don't you think that your guides or your energy that is how you work and how you roll, that there's someone else like you or with that same pattern that's guiding you?
Absolutely.
I mean, do we really live in that naive world that we think, oh, it's just us? That there's no one else partnering with us to guide us and to help us?
Exactly. We're the only ones that constrict ourselves. We're the only ones that, okay, in this bucket I do this, in this bucket here. And it's like when we were Catholic, we go to church on Sunday, and so we would wait for all our spiritual stuff on Sunday. So we don't have to do this. This is for every single time, every single moment, every single thought that we have. Spirit doesn't do that. Spirit is there all the time, 24/7, whenever we call them.
And I think too, Nancy, is that, people, what they need to understand too is that, that's their job. They have a job, and their job is to help us, to assist us. And they want to. Their energy is there. Oh. It's just like our past loved ones want to help us. They want to make us feel comfortable. They want to let us know that they're okay. Our guides, our loved ones, our angels, our team, as I always call my team, or, your peeps or your people, whoever is with you and around you. It's so funny all get it.
Yeah.
They all know that they have guardian angels. They feel it. They sense it. They just have sometimes even have friends that they talk to when they're little, but nobody else can see, right? And then we grow up to be these big adults and we forget it. We forget that we don't, have this extra team of people to assist us or protect us or guide us. And that's the part of like this awakening that we're all in and the energy is there for everyone to partake in, that it's okay to say, hey, I'm raising my hand. Team, come around me, help me out. I got an issue here. Give me a sign, symbol, whatever it would be. Make me feel it, sense it so you can assist me. And you know what? And that's why, it's so important that we access it. That's why it's really great. Now think about it. Like, you're running these great programs, in Akashic healing and how to work with it and how the energy works. And people are signing up left and right because they're seeking, they want it, they get it.
Exactly.
And that's what I think is so fabulous about who we are today. Right. And where we're at in this space, that there's such learning going on and people are ready to roll with who they are. And think about how things were 10 years ago versus where we are today.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! It's amazing, if the message is left behind, the last any kind of message that really gets through this moment is we're not alone. We weren't meant to do this by ourselves. We have amazing tools that maybe we didn't have 10 years ago. Our parents never had that, or never taught us this. But we have direct access to the highest spiritual support and awareness and for self-actualization, right in our little toolbox. And use it. Our creative self, when we're getting on a roll and you want to be real creative with something, go for it. Just feel that creative flow. When you feel that creative flow going through you, that's that's the connection. That's the way into the higher energy, through creativity, mm-hmm. through your imagination. Then you connect in with your intuition, and then you connect right into your soul and spirit. And that's the path of the Akashic energy as well. It's the highest creation. Get out of your own way and just get into that love flow. And you know what, the other thing is with this Akashic energy, I talk about it, but then I don't know if I ever give the right idea. This is like unconditional love. This is compassion. Mm-hmm. This is about who you are with all the love in the world. Imagine that. You know, I mean, we go through our lives with, we're self-critical, or people around us are critical, or they say, well, you shouldn't do this, you can't do this, or and on and on and it goes. But when we step out of that and into unconditional love, and see ourselves through the eyes of the Creator, man, there is no stopping you, really. The lid is off. You can, whatever, you know, all bets are off. Go for it.
Why people, you know, want to have such understanding, and they need to understand. And you know what? And I think that's why people are feeling it, seeking it. They want to have balance. They want to get the chaos out of their lives. They want to figure out what the heck. It's like when someone does a startup company. And they failed two, three times already. You know what I mean? There's something you're not getting. There's something you need to refocus on, right? And as soon as they can clear all of that, then they can focus better. And then the next startup they have, you know, brings them, you know, $1 trillion. You know what I mean? It's the balance that we create. And then figure out, you know what? Don't make the same mistake twice. Just learn from it. Move on with it. But you know what? Perseverance is huge when you start to work with your energy. And that's what that's there for
exactly
guidance.
With your energy. Yeah, not with your mental capacity and what you think should, but with this energy. I tell you, I've done so many people in the middle of startup businesses or second or third, and we connect into that Akashic energy. We just pump it up and we get it flowing. And they when they're connected to their creativity, their soul, and then all of these, you know, huge cheerleaders, the team comes on. It's amazing. We don't have to do this by ourselves. Amazing.
That's a huge message. So real quickly, before we end our program, tell everybody about your new book coming out.
Oh, I have a baby book, a little children's book, called Make a Magic Wish. And this is a story that I have had inside of me for years and years. And my father actually remembered the story I told to him once, and he remembered it after years. He said, when are you going to get that book out? But this is focused on pre-readers, early readers. And I actually used the Akashic Records I did the illustration, and I wrote it. And this is about really coming into understanding relationships, creativity. You talk about creativity, and it's about this little girl who loves this little bird, and her mom's kind of says, scolding her because she left a mess in her room while she was taking care of this little bird, and she got in trouble and did not understand why she was in trouble. So this bird could talk to her, and they said, well, I have this magic wish, and you can have it if you want. And she turned into a little bird and flew away and had this wonderful adventure through the woods. And we talk a lot about they're not hatches, so we talk a little about natural science and all this adventures. But it's her heart that calls her back home. Her mother's love is what brings her back home, and they reconnect. And this wonderful understanding of relationship and creativity, and how, especially with children, we need to listen to where their flow is, to where their creativity is, to what their actions are telling us. Not that we want them to run the house, but where is their creativity? What is that telling us about their little souls, and how can we support their soul growth along with their self-discipline and stuff like that? So I'm really excited. I love really working with children. I love telling stories through that age group, because like we were saying, Kelly, you know, they're the most connected.
Oh, they are. And they're so vibrant. Yeah. And so Nancy's book is going to be available very soon, and which is really good. And then, you can access her book on her website, along with, you know, the powers of the universe of book selling. It'll be on every location there too. And what's really nice too, I've seen this book, obviously, and Nancy is just a natural gifted artist, and the pages just pop, and it's beautifully drawn. And if it doesn't win, you know, the Mom's Choice Awards this year, I don't know what's not going to win, because it's that fabulous and with its, the beauty of the book that's going to be out. So it's definitely a must read, actually, with your little ones when it does become available. But see how interesting that is, too? Like, you know what? The work that Nancy does, and then all of a sudden, you know what? She's obviously an author. She's written another book, actually called been a part of a book called No Mistakes, How to Change Your Adversity into Abundance, last year that was out. And you know what? See how messages are drawn, right? And in her wildest dreams, did you ever think she was going to be an author? Did I ever think I was ever going to be an author? Never. But you know what? We've both authored twice now. And you know what? The energy of that information, that realm is being used so that we can all give our messages out there, whether it be a children's book, whether it be, you know, a book like my book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, which is about my work as a psychic medium, or it's about, you know, the energy that's there for all of us to access to. So, you know what? It's very telling of the times that people are seeking the information that's there. It's a healing time, which is fabulous. We're all going to be, you know, which is, we need it. So our universe needs that for sure. And you know what? And the program, as we said tonight, is that it's so important that actually we have, there's an energy for all of us there to access, and we just need to participate in it and say, okay, raise your hand and say, I'm ready. And once you do, it's pretty awesome of what your life can turn out to be. All right, everybody. I want to thank everyone who listened tonight for Psychic Cup of Coffee. We'll see you next week, and have a great day tomorrow.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.